I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
If she has 10 boxes for this guy, he checks 9, and the one he doesn't is maturity. So can this thing work or not? We will get into her email here in just 1 second. Man, sometimes, I mean, you can't write. Like, life is just strange sometimes. And now all the strangeness of life is caught on video, right? And we can see it on YouTube. So I want to play for you guys some audio from New York City over the weekend. I don't know who this dude is. I don't know how many people or how he got this many people to show up at Union Square for him. But he shows up and his name is Cheeseball Man. And he tells people to show up at Union Square and watch him eat an entire tub of cheese balls, okay? What it looks like is he's standing up on a podium. He has like an orange construction cone over his head and an orange like hoodie or a vest underneath it. And one by one, he's eating cheese balls, and up to 250, 300 people show up to this thing.
I am allergic to gluten. And today I will be eating this entire jar of cheese.
Eat those balls. Eat those balls. Eat those balls.
Come on.
You know what?
Come on. Eat those balls.
Whatever it takes to bring a country together.
Right.
I'm here for it.
If this is it, I'm in.
Cheeseball Man is what brings this country together. Finally, I will jump on board. Yeah.
One more time, Tommy.
I am allergic to gluten. And today I will be eating this entire jar.
God, I love New York. You know he never could have envisioned this.
No.
There's no way. His little cheese ball mind is blown right now.
The level of jokes I have to write to get people to come support me like
right.
this. And this man
right.
is just eating cheese balls
right.
and on fire out there.
Try easier.
Right.
All right, Abby, let's get to this email here. This dude seems to be the perfect guy, except one major flaw, maturity.
So I've been seeing this guy for about 4 months now, and there are definitely some ups and downs. He's 31. I'm 27. He's super successful and really attractive, but there are some behaviors of his that really bug me. For starters, he's pretty immature at times. For some examples, he'll fart loudly and then make it into this big joke even in public.
Mm-mm. Oh, in Mm-mm. public.
And it's,
that is next
no.
level.
No, not anywhere.
And it's not just that. He's pulled my pants a couple of times. Pulled down my pants a couple of times in public too, which is beyond embarrassing.
What?
Is pantsing still a thing? Like, I remember that in middle school.
I don't even think nowadays you can even do that in middle school.
I don't think that's a thing anymore.
I think that's done.
Were you ever pantsed?
Once in the parking lot of a radio station by some drunk employees.
I don't know why this must be a core memory for me because it's still stuck in my head. I was at Southern Middle School. We had those weird trailers outside of like the building because, you know, more students, but they weren't going to do anything. So we were actually are in little like trailer. We had like a little trailer park next to the school where we had to go do classes.
Yeah, the portables.
Yeah. 100% the portables. So like health was out there and foreign language was out there. So we leave a class. Umbros were the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Those are the shorts, like the soccer shorts.
The Umbro shorts were a huge, huge fashion thing. I was wearing my Umbro shorts and David Johnson came up and tried to pants me, but I had tied it so tight that he couldn't. And so he just like about took my whole body to the ground for trying to pants me.
Yeah. No, that wouldn't fly today.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we call that something else now. Salt and peace.
Yeah.
That's the word. As for the farting, I'm all for being comfortable around each other, but there's a time and place, you know? And pulling down my pants in front of others, not cool. And I think kind of illegal now. But then again, he's got some of these amazing qualities too. He's killing it in his career. And let's just say he's not hard to look at, so I'm torn. Do you think people can change, especially when it comes to stuff like this? Should I stick around and try and help him mature a bit, or is it better to cut my losses now? I could really use my perspective on that. I could really use your perspective on this. Let me know what you think.
So this goes back to what I always say, that you can try and change this guy, and maybe he will even change for a little while, but you always end up coming back to your authentic self. So what you see is what you get. If you're going to go into this relationship, and forget if it's like pantsing or whatever it is, you have to accept this dude for what he is. And you can say like, I can try to change him, but that's not the healthy way to go to a relationship.
He's going to end up just becoming cheeseball man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the immaturity will win in the end. I mean, you already don't like it. He's showing you who he is. And I get that you're trying to compare it to success and attraction, but attraction fades. I don't think the success will carry you. You will eventually go back to your authentic self.
I get the sense that you really like him. And my rule for my friends when they're dating somebody is, even if I don't like them, if I think they have some weird behaviors that I'm not a fan of, I'm only going to be as excited as they are about them. And I feel like you have some feelings about him. I feel like you actually really are invested in this guy. And this is just the one thing that's kind of ruining it. So I would maybe have a conversation with him about the pantsing. I don't really get the sense that you're going to get anywhere with the farting stuff, but just maybe approach him with a conversation like, hey, maybe don't pull my pants down in public and see how he goes from there.
You need to let this guy go.
You think?
Absolutely. This is who he is. Cassie said something in regards to relationships a while back that has stuck with me. And like, the person you're dating, if that is who they are for the rest of their life, are you okay with this person and being with this person as they are? You don't date potential. You date what's in front of you.
So if so, and you can answer yes to that, are you okay with being pantsed as a 75-year-old woman?
And if you're okay with that.
And farted.
Well, apparently this guy's a 10, so it looks like she's going to look past it.
That you're going to go your entire life having pink eye for your entire life as this guy farts in your face. So is that the life you want?
If it is, then continue to date him.
The Burt Show.